You may not have heard of them, but a remote group of islands in the middle of the Indian Ocean are now at the centre of a major upset for the United Kingdom and the United States on the world stage. Overnight, United Nations delegates overwhelmingly supported a resolution demanding that Britain hand over control of the Chagos Islands. Only five other nations supported the UK, including Australia. Thomas Arredi has this report.
It's been called a victory for international law and human rights and a diplomatic blow for two world powers. After the General Assembly vote, Britain's UN ambassador, Karen Pearce, warned a lot was at stake.
The joint UK-US defence facility helps keep people in Britain and around the world safe from terrorism, organised crime and piracy.
The United Kingdom found itself diplomatically isolated overnight at a time when it's trying to show it still has some clout on the international stage. And it all comes down to a decision made in 1965 to separate the Chagos Islands, otherwise known as the British Indian Ocean Territory, from Mauritius. Back then, Britain evicted the entire population of the island in the middle of the Indian Ocean to make way for a US military base. That's why UN ambassadors like Britain's Karen Pearce had been lobbying hard to keep things as they were.
As the US government has made clear, the status of British Indian Ocean Territory as a UK territory is, quote, essential to the value of the joint facility and our shared interests.
Mauritius says it was forced to give up the islands in exchange for independence. But earlier this year, the International Court of Justice found the move more than 50 years ago was illegal. And now the United Nations is demanding that the UK give the islands back within 6 months. It's a victory for the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Pravin Kumar Jugnauth, who says he's prepared to enter into an agreement with Britain and the US to allow the base to keep operating.
The forcible eviction of the inhabitants of the Chagos Archipelago remains a very dark episode of human history, akin to a crime against humanity.
There's no doubt it was a crushing defeat, 116 votes to just six, including Australia. Many states abstained. And while the resolution isn't legally binding, it's being seen as a victory for former islanders and their descendants who have spent decades campaigning to return. Sabrina Jean is with the Chagos Refugees Group.
Britain always ignores everything about the Chagosian community, but maybe if the Britain has given the Chagosian community whatever they want, like our right of returns and also our fundamental rights, but we have always said to the United Kingdom, why Chagosian can't go and stay on their motherland?
According to Britain, this is just a sovereignty dispute. But former British High Commissioner to Mauritius, David Snoxall, says it's about much more than that.
It's international as well, and it engages fundamental principles of human rights, decolonisation and self-determination.
He says although the UN resolution is non-binding, it's a different situation if there's been a violation of international law.
Thomas Arredi reporting there.